but it was too late. He'll turn black in the face and direct a little breath to get in it and come back to his club and kept on getting less and less until it died just quickly. And it's more than I could kill that boy. I never saw him. She went out the highway and just got down by the highway. I mean, she was in the village. You wouldn't have to die like that.
Have you ever heard of any disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jams.
Well, what about if somebody had to have his appendix taken out? He might have had an attack of
appendicitis.
You still got yours?
Yeah.
Me too. Keep hold of it. Say if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say that he had the
Obama. What's the really the name of it? They call it I can't call it right now. Then the house got another name besides vomit. Yeah. Puke. That's the old fashioned name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's now I got it right. Puke's what it's called.
Is that a joking way
no,
of saying
sir.
It? Or just regular what?
Yeah, it's regular old fashioned puking. Mm-hmm. Just puke.
He just has a puke.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
Somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where? He's sick.
He's sick at his stomach.
Yeah. That's a bad way to be.
You'd have been all along.
Say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regular, and the neighbors figure he's getting serious about her, you'd say that he's doing what? He's
well, I'd call it overdoing things. He originally, and we can have a little talk about that.
Yes, sir.
You know, in my day, recording days, I went at the weekend. Maybe I might run over a little while Saturday night, and we'd fix up then for Sunday, we'd go to church, and then I'd see her back home Sunday night. That was about it. Now then, practically every night they'll do that. They'll run over to the neighbor, or go over to the girl's house, or she'll go over to his house. That's too much. If they are real sweet, nice people, that's still too much because they'll be where that they just ain't right for them to be that way because it'll cause trouble. They'll come up fractions, they'll come up too much, it's too much of a thing. They need to see one another just regularly every weekend, I think. Unless it's necessary for them to go over to the house to go to prayer meeting or something like that. Or some little birthday party. Not just stay with them all the time because that causes trouble. According to the Bible, the lust of the flesh is what does its harm. That's where the harm comes in, really. And we have to avoid all of this. And if the old folks let them go to each other like that too often, liable to cause trouble, especially this day and time. It's so much over the television.
Yes.
They learn how to get by with. Okay, it just makes a bad thing of it. And if I had a young girl or boys, they'd have to listen to them. I just wouldn't let it. I wouldn't like it.
Yes.
Because I want things to keep smooth, and that's the only way to do it. Keep it
smooth. Right. What if he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want him? You say she did what to him?
Oh, well, she'd have to